red tide, brown tide, rust tide, dead zones, and shellfish poisonings. Researchers say this summer has seen more beach closures and water quality advisories than ever before. So out of what they call fear and desperation, four environmental groups are combining resources to start a public education campaign. The groups include the Citizens Campaign for the Environment, the Pine Barren Society, the Group for the East End, and the Nature Conservancy. Adrian Esposito, executive director for the Citizens Campaign for the Environment, says these groups working independently hasn't worked.
So with all of the success we have had with land preservation, with estuary programs, with stormwater runoff mitigation, with all of the programs that have been implemented over the last 20 years, we're losing the battle of the bays. Our bays are dying.
Together, they plan to spend some $3 million over 3 years on a website and an ad campaign. The new group, called the Long Island Clean Water Partnership, describes a full-court press to involve elected officials and the media. An editorial note, WSHU has received underwriting support from the group. The focus of the campaign is twofold. One, create a less balkanized, more rigorous regulatory framework for water pollution. And two, educate the public about the sources of water pollution. Charles Lane, WSHU News.